Taylor and Drake.
Wake up with Taylor, because sometimes you wish the water cooler was filled with champagne.
Oh, you need more Chardonnay and better Chardonnay. Because
I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back. It's Wake Up With Taylor. You guys, I've got Andrew Labathol hanging out with me today. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi.
And right now, Karen Rockhind hanging out with us. Happiness coach. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I need to get happy.
Okay.
That's how
let's
I'm
do
doing.
It. I know. I was listening to that last caller. So does she.
Yes, right. Friendships can be very stressful, right?
I know.
Honestly, a bad friendship can cause you just as much stress as a bad relationship, maybe more.
Yes.
Because at least in a relationship, we were saying it's almost easier to break up with a bad boyfriend than it is a friend that you're going through a hard time with.
Yeah, it really can be. And because we feel so emotionally connected to our friends.
Yes.
We've given them everything.
Yes.
And we love them so much.
Yes.
And we trust them. And then it becomes difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Yeah.
So what's going on today?
Oh, my God. So, well, today, I'm like, let's keep talking about that. So I feel like everything around me right now is about change.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know about you guys, but like I don't know if it's the changing seasons or it's the colors or whatever's going on, but everyone I know is like experiencing this change. So either desire for change or change is happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I have like 4 or 5 clients right now who are wanting a divorce or contemplating it.
Wow.
I know, right? I have
it's
so
my
many...
fault.
I'm just kidding. Totally.
Just kidding.
Taylor did it. Might not be that bad. You know, I'll fall in love with a woman and I'll be happy and everything will be good. You know?
I'm messing up lives all over the country.
Right. Or making them great.
Yes, thank
you. Making lives great again. So yeah. So it's really everywhere. People like really wanting, there's like an agita. I feel like there's like a...
I love that word.
Right, I do too. I feel like there's like angst everywhere and this desire for joy and adventure and like getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fear around it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Change is scary.
Change is so scary, but I've seriously been blown away. Last time I was on the show, I talked about the crisis, either the quarter life crisis, the third life crisis, the midlife crisis, and I announced a free call, and I thought like, oh, I'll get like 30 people on the call. I had 30 people sign up within 3 minutes.
Holy crap.
Yes, and then 330 women signed up within 2 weeks.
Amazing.
And the idea was, it was amazing, and I held a couple of them because it was so amazing, and it was called F Midlife, right?
Uh-huh.
Whether it's third life for you or it's midlife.
Whatever
it's
just, crises.
It doesn't, whatever right. crisis. It's just to say that you're experiencing that agita, that angst, and you want positive change now.
Right.
And I'm super excited because it became so popular that I actually announced something that I've never done before. So I am starting a whole club. It's
cool.
called F Midlife Club.
I love that.
And yeah, it's like for all the women to band together as sisters and create a sisterhood to define what this generation, what this life is going to look like on our terms. And I've lined up a bunch of experts. Dr. Wider is going to be an expert.
Cool.
I have a sex expert who's going to be an expert on
Logan it. Logan Levkoff?
No, but I want to, because we're going to talk to Logan soon about
uh-huh.
something else. So I want to talk to Logan. Maybe you'll come on at some point as an expert. It's a monthly membership club.
Cool.
And I cannot recommend
Sounds
it highly.
Awesome.
It is. It's because we need sisterhood.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We need sisterhood.
Yeah, especially after our last conversation, we're going to break up with all of our friends in therapy.
Well, because what you actually want, and remember you and I did a webinar on friendship?
Yes.
And a lot of women said they don't have women who they actually can be real with
yeah.
and can connect with.
Because like you have to almost like keep a facade up sometimes with your quote unquote friends.
Right.
It's weird how open you are with people you barely know.
Oh, I know, right? Like
right.
calling into the radio or when we did a retreat and everybody's like
crying
their soul
and becoming sisters.
To people
it's
you
true.
Don't know. It's true. It's true. So I'm super excited right now about the F Midlife Club. I've never done anything like this because a lot of people call me and want to do coaching, and I get that it's out of a lot of people's price range.
Yes.
So I've priced this monthly to be the same price as a mani-pedi.
I've
never done anything like this. So
it's
mani-pedi or if like whatever your like vices, if it's going to get a mani-pedi, well, uh-huh. even though I love getting them myself, or it's going to get discount shoes. So everybody should check that out, fmidlifeclub.com.
fmidlifeclub.com.
cop.
And that can and be that can be 50, that can be quarter life crisis, it can be whatever. 60.
I don't care what it is. It's just banding together as a sisterhood, and through monthly mentorship with me, through these guest experts, through we're going to have a book club, all the stuff I read about changing your life, about taking control, about having self-compassion, self-love. We're doing a book club. There's going to be swag. It's going to be fun. So
awesome.
All for the price of a mani-pedi.
So we're talking about change.
We are talking about change, and this angst that people are feeling, and I don't know about you guys. I mean, you're about to go through a huge change.
Exactly.
It's huge anxiety causing, and there's actually, when we look at it, what happens to us emotionally when we are experiencing a change or want to change is the same that happens to us when we're grieving.
Really?
Yes. It's the same curve. It's called the Kubler-Ross change curve, but you don't even have to know those names.
I like that, though. It makes you feel smart to know
it. It feels official.
The
Kubler-Ross change curve.
Kubler-Ross. I'm going to use that, and I'm going to sound really smart at dinner party.
Yeah, it's a Kubler-Ross change curve.
You're going to be like the Keebler elf change model.
And it comes with cookies at the end. All right.
Okay, so what
is
it?
So here's the deal. So it starts off, and we can all know that, remember this. When you first realize that you either need a change or that change is happening.
Yes.
Right? So either like you get laid off, or you realize I need a divorce, or you realize I'm about to have a kid.
Right.
Or like, shit, I'm not happy in my marriage, whatever it might be. The first thing that happens to us is
you
go into shock.
Right?
Yes. That's you drink.
I
do. You drink.
Like,
I do my shoes.
That's why.
I
feel like it's denial, right?
Yes.
Well, actually, the first thing is shock.
Shock.
Shock. And you're like, oh my God, oh my God, I need a change. And for instance, somebody that I work with, who I teach with, she went to a webinar because she was like, oh, I need change in my life. And you know, the leader said at the beginning, like, why are you here? And she pointed to her and she said, I need change in my life. And the leader comes up to her eye to eye and said, what did you say? And she suddenly starts crying, I need change in my life. Oh my God, I have to change my whole life. I have to change my whole, right? Because everything in her life felt like it was wrong. So the first thing is shock.
Okay.
But once you have that shock, you drink your face off.
Yes.
You go and you buy out all of Nordstrom's.
Yes.
Like whatever you're going to do. Then you go into denial.
That's
the second phase. And then you're like, I don't really need change.
Right. You get nervous.
I'm being, you know, I'm getting my period.
Right.
Or I'm having a bad week.
Right.
Or like, this is fine.
Right. This is too scary.
It's way too scary.
This is life. Life is boring. Life is mundane. It's fine.
Everyone else likes their job.
Everybody hates their husband.
Right. Yeah.
No one likes sex.
No one
likes sex. I lied for a long time about that one.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's the denial thing, right? And
right.
We all have been there. But we all know once you stay in denial for a while, that's when depression starts setting in.
Boom.
Boom.
Phase two of drinking begins.
Right. And now, now you're drinking double or triple and you're like, oh shit, now I'm really depressed. And here's what happens. People are either going to make two choices at that point. You're either going to stay there.
And just suck it up.
And suck it up because it's too scary and you're going to live out. And we all know people who have done this and we've all done this. God, I can't exclude myself from this.
Yeah.
And from the time I knew I wanted to leave my corporate job and empower women for a living, it was 8 years.
8 years.
Yes, 8 years.
And then
years.
Also, when did you know that your first marriage was
like week number two?
Yeah, like on my honeymoon.
But it takes you how
forever.
Long?
Forever.
Yeah, fortunately for me, it was only 3 years, but I was 26. I mean, it was like a different, I didn't have kids. It was a whole different circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it takes a long time. I mean, I don't blame a woman who stays around for 20 years.
Hell to the no.
It's hard. And our system makes it hard. And finances make it hard. And kids make it hard. I mean, all of it,
right? All of it. So you go into depression.
So you're in depression. You're going to do one of two things. You're either going to stay there for
a
really long time. Or you're gonna make a change.
Change is scary. I did it. It's hard. You've done it. It's hard. You're doing it. It's hard. It's hard.
It's really, really hard. But what happens is if you choose door number one and you stay,
then what?
Then that's when you're probably at some point going to start getting sick. So,
okay.
Right. So a lot of people then that's when they start taking
hemorrhoids.
No joke. Legit.
Legit. Out of my butt, sleeping in a bathtub.
Totally.
Yup. Yeah. I was depressed.
And they hurt like hell.
Oh, I could do this. It's fine. And then, and then my body was like, no, you will not forget that this is going on. It was crazy.
Yes, you will always have something that reminds you.
Thank you.
You will. It will come back to you. And for some people, it's like, so a client of mine I talked to yesterday, she's been wanting a divorce for, I don't know, however long she's been married, but then she had a kid and, you know, the whole thing. So she's at the point she just started antidepressants. Ugh. Right? And it's, listen, if you need antidepressants,
yes.
I'm a big fan. Yes. I've taken them. I'm sure I'll take them again at some point in my yes. life, right? So, like, if you need them, that's one thing.
No, it's fine. There's no shame in that. But
God, no. But the illness, right? For you, it was hemorrhoids. For me, I got shingles.
Oh,
shingles
shit.
Are no joke.
Have you had them?
No.
I saw on TV that one in three people get them. That's yeah. crazy. And I'm like, one in three is,
the commercial's
I'm going to get them. Yeah.
Between hemorrhoids and shingles.
I know, right? Like,
you can't
stay away from
that.
Us. You
can't.
Ignore that.
No. My hair fell out.
Your hair fell out.
Really?
I lost like 40% of my hair during my most stressful breakup.
Are you serious, Andrew? I didn't know that. That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. Wow, just clumps. It was just coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I had like three strands left and like in a teeny tiny bun. It was horrible.
Teeny tiny bun.
Well, yeah. it's grown back beautifully.
Well, this is pregnancy hair.
Oh, it's good.
It's
good.
It
everyone,
for everyone.
Yeah.
Get pregnant, get good hair.
And my lips got bigger, right. just an aside.
It's like I recommend the divorce diet to everyone. Yes. I'm like, dude, you will.
Yeah, but then the happiness,
you'll never be skinnier or more miserable.
Gain is the worst.
Right. Yeah. right.
And then that's what you got. But
yeah, so your hair fell out. Your so
physical manifestations
happen,
you can't ignore.
It is because your body and your mind are connected.
Yes.
So whenever your body feels something, it means something's going on in your mind. And if something's going on in your mind, you're going to feel it in your body.
At some point.
So at some point. So if you choose door number one and you stay in depression and none of us blame you, that's eventually what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to really start, right? And I mean, come on. Everybody has irritable bowel syndrome these days.
Yes.
Like, no, it's that we're all really wanting to express ourselves. Or
it ain't the gluten.
You right.
It's your husband.
Right.
Cut the gluten out. If that doesn't work, get rid of your
get
guy.
Get rid of yeah. your guy. And you'll be so much happier. So once you start at that point and you're like, all right, I really have to make change. Like this woman I was talking about was like, oh my God, I have to make change. I have to make change. The next best thing you can do, where most people make their mistake, is they start thinking too big.
Yes. Right.
Okay. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to leave my whole life and go off to Africa. Or, oh my God, I have to get a whole new husband. Or,
right.
What you want to do is you want to start small.
Uh-huh.
And you want to begin experimenting with things that make you feel
yes!
joyful.
Yes.
I don't
Amen!
Care if it, you know, experiment. What music makes me feel joyful?
Yep.
What,
And that's
Is
yours.
Is there a hobby that's mine? It's not my kids. It's not my husband's. Is there a hobby that I've been wanting to explore? I don't care if you're the worst. I am the worst painter in the world. I set up an art studio recently because I was feeling that agita. I uh-huh. need something. I don't know what it is that's going on with me right now. But yep. you know what? I love painting because it looks like shit on a canvas and yep. I get it out of my body. If it's a horse, I don't care what it is. Start experimenting.
Do something. I made sure to make new and separate friends from like my marriage and my world.
Right.
That was
and,
good.
That
and,
was so
it was,
good.
And it was very intentional, and then they inspired me to want more.
That's right. So that's what's going to happen.
I joined Twitter. I know that sounds... But I was breaking up with my boyfriend of 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I had nothing. I felt like I had no social life. I had nothing. Ugh. And Twitter was sort of new. And I started watching reality TV and tweeting. And I had... It was like the
and
first time...
And she has like 75,000 Twitter
followers. It was like... fun one yeah. night a week I had fun like,
right
with total strangers on social media but
exactly.
it became my thing
it became your thing and then
so
once
dorky.
You start doing
no! I love it
oh
I think
God,
it's genius
I love it I, my original thing that got me here was I started doing participating in a message board for young divorced people it was
yes.
like because once you take one step allow that joy then to lead to your next step
right.
and then your next step
and you become like a joy addict
you become a joy addict
That's
and then
so
you're
cool.
going to meet people who are around you take a class and those people will inspire you to like well what's the other interest or joy that I want to follow what's the next thing and let that take you and then as you exercise for instance another one of my clients who wants a divorce I'm like what else do you not feel good about right now my body great
fix it
let's start working out right,
right.
So taking one walk taking two because the more you feel good in yourself now you're going to be able to get to the point where you can make an actual decision
mm-hmm.
that you feel good about with the real thing that started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you're going to end up moving through change. And it's exactly the same process as grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same process as grieving. And then once you make that decision, then you can commit to it and feel really, really good about it.
I love this.
We're, yeah, and it's actually the same process that the leaves go through and everything.
But such a good tip to like just do something you like.
Just do something.
It's not even related to the issue.
No, yes. In fact, if it's related to the issue, it'll make you crazy. It'll make you insane. It's got to be something totally outside that just kind of like fill in the following sentence. I feel joyful when, or mm-hmm. I've always been curious about, or when I go to the library, pick up a book. What interests you?
Uh-huh.
That's how you know that something is like going to excite you.
Don't wallow in the pity and the sadness.
It will hurt you eventually. Go out, make yourself happy. And because last time was so you know, overwhelming, I have a special offer for all your people today. Mm-hmm. So go to fmidlifeclub.com, join us for our monthly sisterhood. And because everybody's wanting change, for the first five people that email me, it's Karen at KarenRockkind.com, and hopefully you guys know how to spell that, C-A-R-I-N at C-A-R-I-N-R-O-C-K-I-N-D.com, I am giving a free coaching session.
Cool. Amazing.
So I do this every fall. I love doing it every fall, first five people. And here's the kicker. When you email me, you need to say why you want it and you need to be ready for change. And I will help you make it.
She will. She did it to me. She didn't even, I didn't even ask for it. And she just made me do it.
Because I love being on this.
It's so good. It's, no, I'm telling you.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me on. Super fun.
Karen, thank you so much. And you guys, we'll be back in just a little bit with your seven things you need to know before you go. Also, I had a chance to hang out with Debbie Mazar. That's coming up as well. And then, more with Andrea Labenthal over here. So don't go anywhere, guys. Back in just a little bit. It is Wake Up with Taylor.